So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well. So today is Wednesday, the 20th of February. And in today's session, I want to talk to you about... what am I talking to you about? I'm going to talk to you about habits. So it's just something I was thinking about. So habits are going to determine your level of success or not. Okay. So the way in which this works is that if you can get into a habit of doing something on a regular basis, then that's going to really make a big impact. It depends what the habit is. So like if it's a negative habit, smoking, for example, is a negative habit. Drinking is a negative habit. Like, I don't get this drinking culture that we have. Maybe it's because we're British. I just don't get it. You know, you watch EastEnders, someone has a car accident. Here, have a whiskey. It's like, what? You just had a car accident. What are you having a whiskey for? The police are coming. It just doesn't make sense, right? Something bad happens. Here, get that down, you. And I don't get it. But it's a bad habit. And you might go, oh, well, yeah, but I like my drink. Well, yeah, I kind of get that. And I used to like my drink too. But is it just... something you do to put in place of something else? Like, if you're being really successful and wealthy, would you really want a lot of drink? Like, probably not. You just pop out on your jet ski or your speedboat or your Bugatti or whatever, right? But the positive habits and the negative habits. So the negative habits, the ones that are going to take up all your time. I cranked up the Xbox last night. That's a negative habit. I don't play on it generally. And I'm a little bit worried, actually, that I might start playing it. Netflix, we do watch a bit of Netflix every so often. Every day, actually, we watch a bit of Netflix just to relax at the end of a hard day. But it's still a negative habit. But I just want to cover those, and it includes drinking and it includes smoking under here. If that is your outlet for stuff that's going on in your life, like stress, it's fine as long as it doesn't take over your life. So if that is... You know, I've done this, by the way. I cancelled the NBA basketball, and it actually left me quite unhappy because that was my outlet for just relaxing. Like, I get that you're supposed to be putting in a lot of hours, and we're definitely doing that, but just putting in a lot of hours and going to sleep and eating, like, that's going to cause a problem a bit further down the line. And so that makes me uncomfortable. Okay, so as long as it's in moderation, then you're going to be fine. But let's just talk about what happened this week. So... I made a decision. I was looking at my calendar and I was looking at how many people we get coming live. We don't get a lot of live people coming to the Facebook Lives. It's in a group. You've got access to the group. There's not a huge amount of people in that group, but we go live and every so often we get people on. And then sometimes we don't get anybody on. And so we thought, let's move that to a 12 o'clock slot, just so that if people are there at lunchtime, rather than trying to get kids out of the door, then that would work better for them. However, it doesn't work better for me. So we've moved it back to 8 a.m. And the reason for this, the reason it doesn't work as well for me is that my habit of getting up on a morning, saying bye to the family as they go off to school and work, I jump in a shower, I come up with what I'm going to talk about in the shower about the podcast, I then put the kettle on for my cup of coffee, and then I go live. Good morning, Tony. And then I go live on my podcast. That is my habit. Like, and it's got into a really good habit. We go live every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. So Monday, I thought, let's just change it up a little bit and let's go live at 12. And it felt really odd. And it felt odd, one, because I'm out of habit, but two, because now I've got to think about going live. I get nervous about going live. And then I get to 12 o'clock. I'm like, oh, don't really want to do this now. And then I do it. And then I've now got less time for the rest of my day because I've moved with the podcast up a few hours. Good morning, Tony. So it wasn't working for me. And then yesterday, we didn't do a podcast at all. And I'm like, oh, by the way, we didn't go to the gym either. So I'm like, okay, we're going to have to swap this up. So we swapped it up. Now we're going to go live at 8 a.m. And if no one turns up on a morning, that's totally fine. Because it depends on what your end goal is. The end goal for us is to pull out the video, get content coming out of the video, and get the podcast coming out as well, because we get most of our downloads on the podcast. We'll still upload a video to YouTube, although that's getting less and less as we just put the podcast up on YouTube, and we use YouTube for some of the smaller videos and that kind of thing. But the habit of me getting into doing a podcast every single day is absolutely vital. And if I'm not in habit and it doesn't get done, it then has a knock-on effect for everything else that I should be doing in my life. So let me give you another example. Let's go weight loss. So I was on a weight loss regime. I was doing really well. I was fasting till one. I was working out in the morning. And then I'd have, actually, I wasn't fasting till one. On this one, I was having salmon for breakfast. Tell you about Tony Robbins, by the way. Tony Robbins just eats salmon. Salmon for everything, right? And then he got mercury poisoning because he ate too much salmon, which I kind of find quite funny. I'll never tell you about his books. But he got mercury poisoning. I got that from, was it Grant Cardone who said that? Or Joe Rogan said it, I think. But I thought that's quite funny. But so I was losing weight. I was losing inches off the tummy. I was putting muscle on. And then something happened. I can't actually remember what it was. But something happened that it came and shook up my habit of going downstairs and working out. And then that had a consequence of knocking my food habits. And then, poof, and that's it. So in the last 3 months, I've put weight back on. I've lost muscle. I'm not running. I'm not lifting weights. I used to be able to do 20 dips, and I ended up having to buy one of those metal chains that go around your waist to add more weight onto it. I was getting really, really strong. And then, bang, lost my habit of getting down and going to a gym. And then the knock-on effect, the consequence of that, was that my food intake is dreadful. I mean, absolutely dreadful. So now I'm like, okay, now I'm having to make this conscious effort of trying to get this habit back. And it's really hard. I'll tell you, it's really hard. So we're now looking at the calendar again, and we're going, okay, let's just sort this out. So now we're going to go live at 8 a.m. every single morning. If people are watching, great. If people aren't watching, that's fine. Because the goal is to get the podcast out. And then we can pull out snippets out of this as well. So that's the goal there. Then we're going to be going down to the gym at about 11 o'clock my time, 10 o'clock your time. Spend an hour and a half there, and then come up, put the food on, have a shower while the food's on, then eat the food, and then get into the afternoon's work. So the day's separated into two separate bits, and with a big chunk in the middle for food, working out and running. Like, that was how it used to be. So now I've got to get back into exactly the same habit, because we know that that habit actually worked. It also comes down to having some goals and, you know, where do you want to be? So I'm 46 now. I've got 3.5 years to get to 50. Where do you want to be when you turn 50? Do you want to have a lot more weight through fat, or do you want to have a lot more weight through muscle? And obviously it's a muscle. So there's some mental work to do around that in terms of goal setting, visualization, and that kind of thing as well. But I need you to understand that whatever it is that you want to achieve, you got to look at what are the habits that will get you there. So if you want to 8% body fat, the habits that will get you there are maybe fasting, but definitely a reduction in calories and an increase in running or cardio and an increase in lifting weights. Those four things are what will get you there. So how do you take those four things and create a habit in your day around those four things? If you want to get out and create a lot of content, video content, how are you going to do that? So for us, getting up at 8 and going at 7 and going live at 8, that worked really, really well. But what is your habit going to be? Whatever it is that you want to accomplish, getting into a habit is what will get it, okay? So I used to get really nervous going live, and I just used to do recorded videos very much easier, and recording podcasts are actually even easier. Like, they're so easy, because if you just make a mistake, you can just go in and edit it and delete it. But if you're live like this, you can't really do that. But you've got to look at what are the goals that you want and what are the habits that are going to get you there. And if you're terrible at video and you don't do video, that's fine. Get into a habit of going live at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or 1 o'clock or 10 p.m. when everyone else is in bed, or 5 a.m., whatever it happens to be, and do that every single day for 100 days. One, you'll be in the habit, and two, you won't care about your video because you've done 100 of them. People say, well, I'm not very good at that. Yeah, but well, how many of you them have you done? Oh, I've not done any. I've done two. We were terrible. Yeah. First time I tried to walk, it was terrible. The first time I tried to ride a bike, that was terrible. The first time I tried to drive a car, that was terrible. The first videos I did were dreadfully terrible. Good morning, Tina. So you've got to get into the habit of doing it and setting a specific time on a specific day. Now, just one extra thing on this. I'm a kind of guy where I'm either all in or I'm not. I can't do a habit. Well, I go live. So Tina's joined us. I think Tina goes live. I think it's Tuesday and Thursday. But I can't do that. I'm either live every day or I'm live none of the time. I'm either into weight loss, and I'm totally into it, and I'm fasting, and I'm eating all the right foods, and I'm working out every day, or I'm eating onion rings, pizza, and kebab. So I'm a kind of guy where I'm either all in or all out. So you need to work out if that's the same for you. And if it is, you need to go all in, but book it into your calendar at certain times. Like you might, you know, if you've got a full-time job and you have lunch between 12 and 1, there's no reason why you can't go and sit in your car, put the video camera on your phone, and then record you. I do videos in cars, and I see lots of people doing videos in cars. You can put content out. There's no reason why you can't get content out. Russell Brunson records his podcast while driving home from work every night. So he'll have a full-on day, and then when he's driving home from work, he'll record his thoughts of the day, and then that gets turned into a podcast. It's 15, 20 minutes long, however long it is, so they're nice and digestible for the end user. But whatever your habits are, or rather, let me rephrase that, whatever your goals are, you've got to design some habits around that goal that will enable you to get there. All right, we got a mega busy day today. Lots of new clients coming on board, new staff joining us, for social media business going very well. So if you want to have a chat about that, come and find me. But other than that, I hope you have a wicked day, and we'll catch up with you at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. My name's Dan Latta. Have a great day, folks. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.